And this is a house remix. It's from the Shapeshifters. So this is The Source featuring Candy Staton with You Got the Love. And we're just going to go right into the music. I hope you guys are all feeling good because it's going to be an upbeat show. And we're going to let this go.
To see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough.
walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
That sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to check that out. Always wanted to see a little bit more about the campus music scene, especially local acts. So we just heard 4 songs, and we started the night off with The Source featuring Candy Staton on vocals with You Got the Love, and that's a Shapeshifters remix, London, England's half-Swedish, half-English duo. And once again, that's a track we've talked about in the past. That particular song is best known for being Florence and the Machine's breakthrough cover hit. The original was done for an obesity documentary, but it got used in various remixes during the late 80s and early 90s as well. So after that, we listened to Shakedowns at Night, and that is... So Shakedown are a Swiss musical duo of two brothers, and that was their one-hit wonder from 2002 called At Night. It was originally influenced through a blend of trance and Balearic beat crossed with acid house, which I had to look up a little bit more about because I wasn't always sure what acid house really is. Like, I couldn't tell you the specifics. And acid house uses a lot of sample and repetition in a heavy music production style. It was popular in the 80s and 90s, and it's usually mixed with spoken word instead of full-on singing. So that's how you can tell it was very popular in the rave scene in the late 80s and once again early 90s as well. So that's the Kid Krem remix, and he is a producer from Belgium, from Brussels, and he gave it a much stronger funky bass line, and that's the kind of thing I really enjoy coming from what originally was more of a house track. So it's included in the 2002 vinyl of At Night, so it's an officially sanctioned remix, which is a little bit unusual for a show such as Funk My Life, what you're listening to right now, since we deal with a lot of just, you know, bedroom DJ stuff. So speaking of bedroom DJs, the track after that was Azoto's Soft Emotion. That was that really old disco vibe sounding track, and that's a 1981 Italo disco track, and that's from Azoto, who's from the Netherlands. And Azoto's only put out 2 albums, but they're regularly sampled in disco house music, so such as by Mega Disco. That's who did that remix you just heard. So Mega Disco, he did the edit and put it out on his SoundCloud page, and he's this Italian producer who makes almost all of his tracks available for download on his SoundCloud page. So Mega Disco, one word. And then the track you just heard is some interesting fella. The original track is from D. Edwards. That's Why Can't There Be Love? But that remix is from Indonesian producer Hendra RNRM. I'm not sure if that's to be pronounced Hendra RNRM or Hendra Runmum. So that's a SoundCloud producer as well. He does a variety of genres, but it's a breakbeat remix of D. Edwards' single from 1971. Interestingly, Ubiquity Records released the single in 2010. So the single, the original, not the remix, the original single got re-released in 2010 alongside Paluski's remix of that track on a 12-inch vinyl. Paluski is one of those artists who got me into remixed funk, remixed soul. So he did a lot of work with older soul tracks, and unfortunately, I can't vouch for the Paluski remix of Why Can't There Be Love. It's very glitchy. It kind of loses that grooviness that that Hendrix RNRM preserves in that remix, which is great. Love that breakbeat. So next up, we're going to start on another bit of a house track. But before we do that, just want to remind everyone, in case you haven't heard, CITR is running free DJ training courses. So this is aimed at beginners. Class one is all about counting music. It's about figuring out where your loops are and how long your loops are and how to incorporate them, and then just basic structures of songs. So it's a series of free classes for UBC students aimed at beginners. You don't need anything fancy. Ideally, you have a laptop, because we can learn digitally, and then we will work more with physical hardware. So if you're ever just kind of, you know, curious about what DJs do, for instance, and or you want to start making your own mixtapes, this is the perfect course, especially it being free. We're going to start on Tuesday the 17th, and you can register. Once again, if you're a UBC student, this is totally free. It's a service that CITR provides, and you can find more info about it at citr.ca, and then you just click on departments along the top, and then go to DJing 101.9, and registration info is available there. And we're going to start next week. We're trying to fill everything up. And if you have friends who are interested, let them know as well. So, next track, it is a interesting one. I just picked up Head Candy's The Remix 2011 CD. Head Candy is a record label, and they do tons of Ibiza-style European dance house with strong, strong influences from funk and especially disco. But they also do a little bit of soul remixes as well. So it's a 2011 compilation album. It's three CDs, and I kind of needed something like that after everyone was releasing their best of 2011 mixtapes. And I wasn't quite sure what really were the big tracks in 2011, especially since a lot of the stuff that I discovered tends to be from, you know, several years back. Anyway, so this is on CD1, and it's a mashup from, I don't know who is the issue. So it's a mashup between Calvin Harris and Soul Searcher, with the instrumental of I'm Not Alone, with the vocals of Can't Get Enough. And it's a cool, high energy, but yet funky and soulful track. So there's no obvious attribution of who did the work. I mean, it's not that complex to play an instrumental over vocals. That's really easy. You and I can both do it. But somebody had to have figured it out, and somebody had to do the audio engineering on it. So I'm not sure who that is. So it's just attributed to the Head Candy mashup, as far as I'm concerned. So this is Calvin Harris versus Soul Searcher.
Don't even think of my leaving me. Don't even
All right, this track you're listening to currently is a repeat. What's the word I'm looking for? Repeat artist that we showcased last week as well. This is Soul Magic and Ebony Soul with Ann Nisby on the vocals. And this is a track called Get Your Thing Together. And this is the Soul Magic reprise. So this is a bit of a different edit of the single that they had. So Soul Magic and Ebony Soul are... I'm not actually quite sure. I know Soul Magic are a couple of Danish producers, and I'm assuming Ebony Soul is a new producer that they just kind of work with. I'm going to cough. Hold on a second. feels good. And there are many people named Ebony Soul, so I'm not quite sure who this Ebony Soul person is, but there is an Ebony Soul who does house tracks, but he hasn't released anything since the 90s, so I'm not quite sure if it's the same one. And of course, on the vocals is a 2008 Grammy-nominated American soul singer and actress, Ann Nisby. She does an excellent job of just throwing her voice out there as hard as she can. So that's a nice down-tempo remix. It's not quite slow, but it is very calming. And speaking of calming, the track before that was Gwen McRae's All This Love That I'm Giving. And that's the Russell Salisbury remix. And he is a British producer, does a very gentle remix of that track. It's actually a cover of... It's been covered very frequently, but it's originally performed by Gwen McRae, and that's a 1979 song called All This Love That I'm Giving. And it's a very common sample that you hear from that track. It got a big resurgence after Avicii's success recently, as he had sampled it in a collaboration track with Sebastian Drums called My Feelings For You. And I believe we've actually played that last year. I just can't remember when. I think it was during the summer. It's this very strong house track. Since Avicii's gotten huge, you hear that sample in many places. It's the part where the vocals go, "My feelings for you have always been free." And it's just a repeat of that over and over and over again. And the track before that was Calvin Harris versus Soul Searcher. And that's a mashup of I'm Not Alone with the vocals of Can't Get Enough. And that's from Head Candy on their The Remix 2011 CD. So next, we're going to look at Cassian. And Cassian's one of those mainstays of funky disco house. And this is a single from 2010 that caught my ear. It's fairly new to me. I haven't heard it until just recently. And it's this almost a dubstep rhythm, but it's not quite that. It's something else entirely. I'm not sure how to describe it, especially with the haunting piano bits that's thrown in there. It's more of a hip-hop rhythm, but it's not hip-hop either. You have to listen to it, and we will play it. Cassius is a Parisian duo who make house and synth-pop remixes, but they've started doing original tracks as well. They've actually had quite a big influence on groups that I didn't know that they worked with, including producing for Phoenix, which is, I guess, no big surprise since Phoenix is also from France, and Cut Copy in Canada's own Chromeo. So they do a lot of collaborations and they get around. So this is a track called I Love You So, and it's got a sample that just repeats over and over again, but it's a very neat track. So I didn't realize where this sample came from, but the original artist doesn't get around much in terms of publicity, so we'll talk about that. So that's Cassius with I Love You So, and that is, if you are looking for that song, you have to type in I heart, so less than, and then 3, U as in the letter, and so. So that track is one of those songs where I would have to best describe it as just being under the soul and funk remix umbrella, and that's a term I use quite frequently since it best describes a lot of these songs that is very difficult to describe otherwise. You can kind of tell it has this yearning and this incredible heart pouring outness that is, you know, in very old gospel type blues, and it's actually a really neat track. It's got heavy synth layering, and the audio is very full. And that's one of those tracks I really enjoy, but am not quite sure what to do with. I have quite a few of those tracks, and it's kind of neat to be able to play it for you on the air. That track samples a female artist from Detroit named Sandra Richardson, and that is originally a song called I Feel a Song, in brackets, In My Heart. And she was known locally in the Detroit scene, but she has recorded for a variety of labels. She's one of those artists who are more of a nomad and bounces between quite a number of labels. She made her name in the 70s, so her first release was that track in 1971 when she released I Feel a Song in My Heart. And then in 1974, she released a single called Stay Here With Me, another one in 78 called Love to Be Your Woman. So after that, she really starts to not have much information, and it turns out she changed her name, so that's one of the big reasons. Another reason being Sandra Richardson being an extremely common name, so it's hard to pinpoint a specific person. And anyway, so turns out she changed her name to Sandra Feva, and that's F-E-V-A. Might be Sandra Feva, I'm not quite sure. She used that from 1979 onward, and she released 3 albums under that name, as well as a whole whack load of singles before going quiet at the end of the 80s, then one final house single in 1996. So I'm assuming she's still doing collaborations and vocal work and performs probably in local joints. So that track, I don't actually know if it ever hit any sort of became a commercial success. I'm assuming not, since I have heard very, very little about Sandra Richardson or Sandra Feva. And it's interesting because that song did become a hit, a number one soul singles hit, in fact, in 1974, but for Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's another one of those, you know, little known indie soul artist who wrote a song, and it was an incredible song, but it really took the marketing muscle of a bigger label and a more well-known group to bring it to a chart topper. So Gladys Knight and the Pips, once again, released it in 1974, and the original was released in 1971. And the other interesting thing is Gladys Knight's cover is actually the 4th cover of that song. So quite a number of soul artists probably worked and knew about Sandra Richardson, just that she herself, I don't think, I'm not quite sure because I have not lived in the 70s. I don't think she was a major name aside from Detroit back in the day. And Detroit had a radical change after that point, especially with the departure of all these manufacturing jobs, which changed the social landscape of Detroit, especially for its black population. So this is here's the 1971 version. Have a listen and hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. 2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
Every year, for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist-slash-peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca.
All right, let's go into local city act hour. We're going to start off with this awesome remix from Vinny the Squid.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got a sweet tooth. Can you dig it?
This one, you're going to need a root canal then.
I love sugar. Oh,
this one for all the nice, clean, decent women.
Lay it on.
Lay close attention.
All you bitches want to fuck with me.
What?
Because freaking you bitches like Jodeci.
What?
All you bitches wanna fuck with me, freaking you bitches like Jodeci. All you bitches wanna fuck with me, freaking you bitches like Jodeci. Fuck with me,
what?
Cause freaking you bitches like Jodeci.
bitches like Jodeci. All you bitches wanna fuck with me. Breaking you bitches like Jodeci.
Yeah. Oh man, I got a sweet tooth. Can you dig it?
That's when you gonna need a root canal then.
I've been listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9. Alright. That's actually one of my favorite tracks. From Otis Redding, Doc of the Bay. It's got a funny history since Otis Redding was big, and then he recorded that track, and then a couple days later, he died, and it was released posthumously in 1968, thus becoming the first posthumous number one single in U.S. history. That is a remix from Vinny the Squid, as well as the previous track as well. So the previous track was the Archie Sugar Sugar as a bass. I'm not quite sure what the hip-hop sample is, but the track is better called Sugar Sugar, as in the Ebonics version of that. And you can download it all on Vinny the Squid's SoundCloud page. He is a East Van music producer, and unfortunately, he's not well known despite being prolific. He has dozens of tracks available and available for download as well. But not that many listens for someone who's done quite a bit. So he probably is very much a bedroom and small party DJ as well. So, you know, always trying to make it big. So have a listen to Vinny the Squid. He's really good. Speaking of really good, we're going to end the night off before Pierre comes on with Oral Tentacles with another local act, the Funk Hunters. And this is a single that they just released in November 2011. It's both a digital release as well as the A1 track on a vinyl called Future Breaks Volume 2 from Roca Records. This is CMC and Salenta. It's a track called Is It True with Richard Kim on vocals. And this is the Funk Hunters remix, and they're a local East Van act. So check this out, and I will talk to you all next week. Peace.
See you with no memories.